Text numéro 77. New powder that captures carbon could be quantum leap for industry. An innocuous yellow powder created in a lab could be a new way to combat the climate crisis by absorbing carbon from the air. Just half a pound of the stuff may remove as much carbon dioxide as a tree can, according to early tests. Once the carbon is absorbed by the powder, it can be released into safe storage or be used in industrial processes like carbonizing drinks. This really addresses a major problem in the tech field, and it gives an opportunity now for us to scale it up and start using it, says Omar Yaghi, a chemist at the University of California, Berkeley. It's not the first material to absorb carbon, but it's a quantum leap ahead of other compounds in terms of the durability of the material. The powder is known as a covalent organic framework with strong chemical bonds that pull gases out of the air. The material is both durable and porous and can be used hundreds of times, making it superior to other materials used for carbon capture. In the lab, Yaghi's team tested the new powder and found that it could successfully absorb and release carbon more than 100 times. It fills up with carbon in about 2 hours and then must be heated to release the gas before starting the process over again. It only requires a temperature of about 120 Fahrenheit to release the carbon. That makes it an improvement over other methods which require a much higher temperature. That feature means places that already produce extra heat, such as factories or power plants, could use it to release the gas and start the cycle again. The material could be incorporated into existing carbon capture systems or future technology. Still, removing carbon out of the air remains difficult, and as with all early-stage lab-scale studies, the challenge is scaling up the system for pilot studies. The concentration of carbon dioxide, though it is increasing, now stands at about 400 parts per million. That means that any technology to capture the gas from the air requires moving huge volumes of air, and that requires large electricity consumption for running fans. Some scientists worry that the expectations of direct air capture systems have been overly rosy. A group of scientists from MIT recently wrote a paper analysing the assumptions of many climate stabilisation plans and pointing to ways that direct air capture may be overly optimistic. They also point out that a major challenge to using this approach to combat climate change lies in the high cost of materials for creating substances that capture carbon. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2024.